Hundreds of thousands of new voters could be added in Massachusetts as a result of Governor Charlie Baker recently signing into law an automatic voter registration bill. Massachusetts becomes the 14th state to adopt automatic voter registration. The bill was pushed by the Election Modernization Coalition, an alliance of seven organizations, including Common Cause Massachusetts, the League of Women Voters, and the Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with MassPIRG Executive Director Janet Dominitz.
Although there was nothing automatic about getting this bill passed, because it's been a several-year effort from a big coalition, the automatic voter registration bill, which the governor signed into law last Thursday, will allow for people to be automatically registered when they interact with some of the biggest state agencies. So, for example, right now, if you go to the Registry of Motor Vehicles to get a driver's license, you will not be registered to vote unless you ask, can you also add me to the rolls? With the passage of this law, now it's the table is turned, and a clerk at the registry will say to you, I am automatically going to register you to vote unless you object. So we've seen this work in a dozen other states. It really increases the number of people who end up being registered. And it's been estimated that in Massachusetts, there are over 600,000 eligible but unregistered people. So we think this will be a big success for increasing the number of registered voters in Massachusetts.
Is the Registry of Motor Vehicles the only state agency where this will be happening?
No, it's probably the main one. Another one is MassHealth that thousands of people interact with. And then there's a couple of smaller ones as well. It's all spelled out in the bill. But for us, you know, we were really, our focus was largely on the registry, in part because, you know, a lot of young people go there. And so many social science studies show that if you can get young people registered and voting when they're 18, they become voters for life. But MassHealth will also, you know, capture another cohort of people, and we're really looking forward to the success of this bill in increasing the number of registered voters in Massachusetts.
When does this automatic voter registration begin?
So now it's up to the Office of the Secretary of State, who has, you know, plenty of work to do to set the law up. It will, I believe the latest word from that office is it will definitely be up and running for the 2020 elections. It's too close to the 2018 elections to get a new system like this in place. But I think they are, I know the Secretary's office is geared up to get this administered.
So for the presidential election, obviously a big election year, we'll have the automatic voter registration.
That's my understanding from the Secretary of State's office, yes.
Yeah, and I assume there isn't, or is there much additional cost to the state to do this? What were some of the objections to this? I know you and the coalition had been working for some years to get this reform passed. What were some of the objections to it? Was money one of them?
Money was really not a mix, because it's not going, in fact, some estimates are that in the end we'll save money because the process will be more efficient. So there might be some modest upfront costs, but after a short amount of time, the streamlining of the process will actually save the Commonwealth money. I think, you know, number one, any change to a system as important as voter registration, you know, there was some just hesitation to change the status quo. So that was one thing that we dealt with. A second thing that we dealt with was, you know, again, any issue around voting, of course, raises the concern about voter fraud. Just, you know, whether it has any relevance whatsoever, people bring that up. Again, one feature of this bill is Massachusetts will become, I believe, the 25th state to join something called ERIC, the Electronic Registry Information Center, which again streamlines the flow of information and allows us to update records more efficiently and more accurately. So if anything, I think it's been shown time and again, voter fraud is not an issue. It is minuscule. There's a lot of hype and, fake news about it. But the fact is, by belonging to this national registry, we're going to be even more accurate and efficient in collecting information.
Now, when people are registered automatically to vote, are they notified that they've been registered to vote, and do they get information about how and where to vote? Because I would assume that would be the next logical step in this, is to actually encourage registered voters to vote, because we know we have very low participation rates.
Yes, absolutely. The answer to all that is yes, and it is the once you are on the rolls, then the Secretary of State's office sends, for just to give one example, you might, listeners might remember receiving in the last election the big red guide to ballot questions. Well, that gets sent out to every registered voter. Cities and towns also send you note of where your polling place is. And then organizations often use the information to contact people and do GOTV, stands for Get Out the Vote Drives. So, yes, I totally agree. Being registered doesn't get you to home base, but there are steps along the way that will remind and direct people to be voting at particular places at particular times once they're registered.
Anything else you'd like people to know?
Well, I think this is, as you said, it's a big step forward. You know, our coalition got the early voting law passed a couple of years ago, and when it went into effect in the fall of 2016, a million people around Massachusetts, a million voters took advantage of it. I mean, it was successful beyond our wildest dreams. And I am hoping, I don't like to overstate, but I'm hoping that this next reform, automatic voter registration, will result in being just as popular and important to democracy in Massachusetts.